31. "Could I have something to drink?" Jake asked. His voice came out sounding furry and nasal. Both his mouth and the tissues in his abused nose were swelling up. He looked like someone who has gotten the worst of it in a nasty street fight. "Oh, yes," TikTok replied judiciously. "You could. I'd say you certainly could. We have lots to drink, don't we, Copperhead?"
"Aye,"
said a tall, bespectacled man in a white silk shirt and a pair of black silk trousers. He looked like a college professor in a turn-of-the-century Punch cartoon.
"No shortage of potables here."
The TikTok man, once more seated at ease in his throne-like chair, looked humorously at Jake. "We have wine, beer, ale, and, of course, good old water. Sometimes that's all a body wants, isn't it? Cool, clear, sparkling water. How does that sound, Cully?" Jake's throat, which was also swollen and as dry as sandpaper, prickled painfully.
"Sounds good," he whispered.
"It's woke my thirsty up, I know that," TikTok said. His lips spread in a smile. His green eyes sparkled.
"Bring me a dipper of water, Tilly. I'll be damned if I know what's happened to my manners."
Tilly stepped through the hatchway on the far side of the room. It was opposite the one through which Jake and Gasher had entered. Jake watched her go and licked his swollen lips.
"Now," TikTok said, returning his gaze to Jake, "you say the American city you came from, this New York, is much like Lud."
"Well, not exactly."
"But you do recognize some of the machinery," TikTok pressed. "Valves and pumps and such, not to mention the fire dam tubes."
"Yes. We call it neon, but it's the same."
TikTok reached out toward him. Jake cringed, but TikTok only patted him on the shoulder.
"Yes, yes, close enough."
His eyes gleamed.
"And you've heard of computers?"
"Sure."
But Tilly returned with the dipper and timidly approached the TikTok man's throne. He took it and held it out to Jake. When Jake reached for it, TikTok pulled it back and drank himself. As Jake watched the water trickle from TikTok's mouth and roll down his naked chest, he began to shake. He couldn't help it. The TikTok man looked over the dipper at him as if just remembering that Jake was still there. Behind him, Gasher, Copperhead, Brandon, and Hoots were grinning like schoolyard kids who have just heard an amusing, dirty joke.
"Why, I got thinking about how thirsty I was and forgot all about you," TikTok cried. "That's mean as hell, God's damn my eyes. But of course it looked so good. And it is good. Cold, clear."
He held the dipper out to Jake. When Jake reached for it, TikTok pulled it back.
"First, Kelly, tell me what you know about dipolar computers and transitive circuits," he said coldly.
"What?"
Jake looked toward the ventilator grill, but the golden eyes were still gone. He was beginning to think he had imagined them after all. He shifted his gaze back to the TikTok man, understanding one thing clearly. He wasn't going to get any water. He had been stupid to even dream he might.
"What are dipolar computers?"
The TikTok man's face contorted with rage. He threw the remainder of the water into Jake's bruised, puffy face.
"Don't you play it light with me!"
he shrieked. He stripped off the Seiko watch and shook it in front of Jake.
"When I asked you if this ran on a dipolar circuit, you said it didn't. So don't tell me you don't know what I'm talking about when you already made it clear that you do!"
But...
Jake couldn't go on. His head was whirling with fear and confusion. He was aware, in some far-off fashion, that he was licking as much water as he could off his lips.
"There's 1,000 of those ever-fucking dipolar computers right under the ever-fucking city. Maybe 100,000, and the only one that still works don't do a thing except play Watch Me and run those drums. I want those computers. I want them working for me."
The TikTok man bolted forward on his throne, seized Jake, shook him back and forth, and then threw him to the floor. Jake struck one of the lamps, knocking it over, and the bulb blew with a hollow coughing sound. Tilly gave a little shriek and stepped backward, her eyes wide and frightened. Copperhead and Brandon looked at each other uneasily. TikTok leaned forward, elbows on his thighs, and screamed into Jake's face,
"I want 'em and I mean to have 'em!"
Silence fell in the room, broken only by the soft whoosh of warm air pouring from the ventilators. Then the twisted rage on the TikTok man's face disappeared so suddenly it might never have existed at all. It was replaced by another charming smile. He leaned further forward and helped Jake to his feet.
"Sorry. I get thinking about the potential of this place, and sometimes I get carried away. Please accept my apology, Cully."
He picked up the overturned dipper and threw it at Tilly.
"Fill this up, you useless bitch. What's the matter with you?"
He turned his attention back to Jake, still smiling his TV game show host smile.
"All right. You've had your little joke, and I've had mine. Now, tell me everything you know about dipolar computers and transitive circuits, then you can have a drink."
Jake opened his mouth to say something, he had no idea what. And then, incredibly, Roland's voice was in his mind, filling it. "Distract them, Jake, and if there's a button that opens the door, get close to it." The TikTok man was watching him closely.
"Something just came into your mind, didn't it, Cully? I always know, so don't keep it a secret. Tell your old friend, Tiki."
Jake caught movement in the corner of his eye. Although he did not dare glance up at the ventilator panel, not with all the TikTok man's notice bent upon him, he knew that Oi was back, peering down through the louvers.
"Distract them." And suddenly Jake knew just how to do that. "I did think of something," he said. "But it wasn't about computers. It was about my old pal Gasher and his old pal Hoots."
"Here, here," Gasher cried. "What are you talking about, boy?"
"Why don't you tell TikTok who really gave you the password, Gasher? Then I can tell TikTok where you keep it."
The TikTok man's puzzled gaze shifted from Jake to Gasher.
"What's he talking about?"
"Nothing,"
Gasher said, but he could not forbear a quick glance at Hoots.
"He's just running his gob, trying to get off the hot seat by putting me on it, Tiki. I told you he was pert. Didn't I say,
take a look in his scarf, why don't you?" Jake asked. "He's got a scrap of paper with the word written on it. I had to read it to him because he couldn't even do that."
There was no sudden rage on TikTok's part this time. His face darkened gradually instead, like a summer sky before a terrible thunderstorm.
"Let me see your scarf, Gasher," he said in a soft, thick voice. "Let your old pal sneak a peek."
"He's lying, I tell you,"
Gasher cried, putting his hands on his scarf and taking two steps backward toward the wall. Directly above him, Oi's gold-ringed eyes gleamed.
"All you got to do is look in his face to see the lion's what a pert little cur like him does best."
The TikTok man shifted his gaze to Hoots, who looked sick with fear.
"What about it?" TikTok asked in his soft, terrible voice. "What about it, Hooter Man? I know you and Gasher was butt buddies of old, and I know you've the brains of a hung goose, but surely not even you could be stupid enough to write down a password to the inner chamber. Could you? Could you?"
I only thought," Hoots began.
"Shut up!" Gasher shouted.
He shot Jake a look of pure, sick hate.
"I'll kill you for this, dearie. See if I don't."
"Take off your scarf, Gasher," the TikTok man said. "I want to look inside it."
Jake sidled a step closer to the podium with the buttons on it.
"No!"
Gasher's hands returned to the scarf and pressed against it as if it might fly away of its own accord.
"Be damned if I will!"
"Brandon, grab him," TikTok said. Brandon lunged for Gasher. Gasher's move wasn't as quick as TikTok's had been, but it was quick enough. He bent, yanked a knife from the top of his boot, and buried it in Brandon's arm.
"Oh, you bastard!"
Brandon shouted in surprise and pain as blood began to pour out of his arm.
"Look at what you did!"
Tilly screamed.
"Do I have to do everything around here myself?"
TikTok shouted, more exasperated than angry, it seemed, and rose to his feet. Gasher retreated from him, weaving the bloody knife back and forth in front of his face in mystic patterns. He kept his other hand planted firmly on top of his head.
"Draw back," he panted. "I love you like a brother, Tiki, but if you don't draw back, I'll hide this blade in your guts, so I will."
"You? Not likely," the TikTok man said with a laugh. He removed his own knife from its scabbard and held it delicately by the bone hilt. All eyes were on the two of them. Jake took two quick steps to the podium with its little cluster of buttons and reached for the one he thought the TikTok man had pushed. Gasher was backing along the curved wall, the tubes of light painting his mandrous-riddled face in a succession of sick colors, bile green, fever red, jaundice yellow. Now it was the TikTok man standing below the ventilator grill where Oi was watching. "Put it down, Gasher," TikTok said in a reasonable tone of voice. "You brought the boy, as I asked. If anyone else gets pricked over this, it'll be Hoots, not you. Just show me Jigsaw Oi crouching to spring and understood two things, what the bumbler meant to do and who had put him up to it."
"Oi, no!"
he screamed. All of them turned to look at him. At that moment, Oi leaped, hitting the flimsy ventilator grill and knocking it free. The TikTok man wheeled toward the sound, and Oi fell onto his upturned face, biting and slashing. 32. Roland heard it faintly, even through the twin doors. "Oi, no!" And his heart sank. He waited for the valve wheel to turn, but it did not. He closed his eyes and sent with all his might. "The door, Jake! Open the door!" He sensed no response, and the pictures were gone. His communication line with Jake, flimsy to begin with, had now been severed. 33. The TikTok man blundered backward, cursing and screaming and grabbing at the writhing, biting, digging thing on his face. He felt Oi's claws punch into his left eye, popping it, and a horrible red pain sank into his head like a flaming torch thrown down a deep well. At that point, rage overwhelmed pain. He seized Oi, tore him off his face, and held him over his head, meaning to twist him like a rag.
"No!" Jake wailed.
He forgot about the button which unlocked the doors and seized the gun hanging from the back of the chair. Tilly shrieked. The others scattered. Jake leveled the old German machine gun at the TikTok man. Oi, upside down in those huge, strong hands and bent almost to the snapping point, writhed madly and slashed his teeth into the air. He shrieked in agony, a horribly human sound.
"Leave him alone, you bastard!"
Jake screamed and pressed the trigger. He had enough presence of mind left to aim low. The roar of the Schmeisser 40 was ear-splitting in the enclosed space, although it fired only 5 or 6 rounds. One of the lighted tubes popped in a burst of cold orange fire. A hole appeared an inch above the left knee of the TikTok man's tight-fitting trousers, and a dark red stain began to spread at once. TikTok's mouth opened in a shocked O of surprise, an expression which said more clearly than words could have done that for all his intelligence, TikTok had expected to live a long, happy life where he shot people but was never shot himself. Shot at, perhaps, but actually hit? That surprised expression said that just wasn't supposed to be in the cards.
"Welcome to the real world, you fuck," Jake thought.
TikTok dropped Oi to the iron grillwork floor to grab at his wounded leg. Copperhead lunged at Jake, got an arm around his throat, and then Oi was on him, barking shrilly and chewing at Copperhead's ankle through the black silk pants. Copperhead screamed and danced away, shaking Oi back and forth at the end of his leg. Oi clung like a limpet. Jake turned to see the TikTok man crawling toward him. He had retrieved his knife, and the blade was now clamped between his teeth.
"Goodbye, Tiki,"
Jake said, and pressed the Schmeisser's trigger again. Nothing happened. Jake didn't know if it was empty or jammed, and this was hardly the time to speculate. He took 2 steps backward before finding further retreat blocked by the big chair which had served the TikTok man as a throne. Before he could slip around, putting the chair between them, TikTok had grabbed his ankle. His other hand went to the hilt of his knife. The ruins of his left eye lay on his cheek like a glob of mint jelly. The right eye glared up at Jake with insane hatred. Jake tried to pull away from the clutching hand and went sprawling on the TikTok man's throne. His eye fell on a pocket which had been sewn into the right-hand armrest. Jutting from the elasticized top was the cracked pearl handle of a revolver.
"Oh, Kali, how you'll suffer,"
the TikTok man whispered ecstatically. The O of surprise had been replaced by a wide, trembling grin.
"Oh, how you'll suffer, and how happy I'll be to... What?"
The grin slackened, and the surprised O began to reappear as Jake pointed the cheesy, nickel-plated revolver at him and thumbed back the hammer. The grip on Jake's ankle tightened until it seemed to him that the bones there must snap.
"You dasn't,"
TikTok said in a screamy whisper.
"Yes, I do,"
Jake said grimly, and pulled the trigger of the TikTok man's run-out gun. There was a flat crack, much less dramatic than the Schmeisser's Teutonic roar. A small black hole appeared high up on the right side of TikTok's forehead. The TikTok man went on staring up at Jake, disbelief in his remaining eye. Jake tried to make himself shoot him again and couldn't do it. Suddenly a flap of the TikTok man's scalp peeled away like old wallpaper and dropped on his right cheek. Roland would have known what this meant. Jake, however, was now almost beyond coherent thought. A dark, panicky horror was spinning across his mind like a tornado funnel. He cringed back in the big chair as the hand on his ankle fell away and the TikTok man collapsed forward on his face. The door! He had to open the door and let the gunslinger in! Focusing on that and nothing but, Jake let the pearl-handled revolver clatter to the iron grating and pushed himself out of the chair. He was reaching again for the button he thought he had seen TikTok push when a pair of hands settled around his throat and dragged him backward away from the podium.
"I said I'd kill you for it, my nasty little pal," a voice whispered in his ear, "and the Gasher Man always keeps his promises."
Jake flailed behind him with both hands and found nothing but thin air. Gasher's fingers sank into his throat, choking relentlessly. The world started to turn gray in front of his eyes. Gray quickly deepened to purple, and purple to black. 34. A pump started up, and the valve wheel in the center of the hatch spun rapidly.
"Gods be thanked," Roland thought.
He seized the wheel with his right hand almost before it had stopped moving and yanked it open. The other door was ajar. From beyond it came the sounds of men fighting and Oi's bark, now shrill with pain and fury. Roland kicked the door open with his boot and saw Gasher throttling Jake. Oi had left Copperhead and was now trying to make Gasher let go of Jake, but Gasher's boot was doing double duty, protecting its owner from the bumbler's teeth and protecting Oi from the virulent infection which ran in Gasher's blood. Brandon stabbed Oi in the flank again in an effort to make him stop worrying Gasher's ankle, but Oi paid no heed. Jake hung from his captor's dirty hands like a puppet whose strings have been cut. His face was bluish-white, his swollen lips a delicate shade of lavender. Gasher looked up.
"You!" he snarled.
"Me," Roland agreed. He fired once, and the left side of Gasher's head disintegrated.
The man went flying backward, blood-stained yellow scarf unraveling, and landed on top of the TikTok man. His feet drummed spastically on the iron grillwork for a moment and then fell still. The gunslinger shot Brandon twice, fanning the hammer of his revolver with the flat of his right hand. Brandon, who had been bent over Oi for another stroke, spun around, struck the wall, and slid slowly down it, clutching at one of the tubes. Green swamp light spilled out from between his loosening fingers. Oi limped to where Jake lay and began licking his pale, still face. Copperhead and Hoots had seen enough. They ran side by side for the small door through which Tilly had gone to get the dipper of water. It was the wrong time for chivalry. Roland shot them both in the back. He would have to move fast now, very fast indeed, and he would not risk being waylaid by these two if they should chance to rediscover their guts. A cluster of bright orange lights came on at the top of the capsule-shaped enclosure, and an alarm began to go off. In broad, hoarse blats that battered the walls. After a moment or two, the emergency lights began to pulse in sync with the alarm. 35. Eddie was returning to Susanna when the alarm began to wail. He yelled in surprise and raised the Ruger, pointing it at nothing.
"What's happening?"
Susanna shook her head. She had no idea. The alarm was scary, but that was only part of the problem. It was also loud enough to be physically painful. Those amplified jags of sound made Eddie think of a tractor trailer horn raised to the 10th power. At that moment, the orange arc sodiums began to pulse. When he reached Susanna's chair, Eddie saw that the command and enter buttons were also pulsing, in bright red beats. They looked like winking eyes.
"Blaine, what's happening?" he shouted.
He looked around but saw only wildly jumping shadows.
"Are you doing this?"
Blaine's only response was laughter, terrible mechanical laughter that made Eddie think of the clockwork clown that had stood outside the House of Horrors at Coney Island when he was a little kid.
Blaine, stop it! Susanna shrieked. How can we think of an answer to your riddle with that air raid siren going off?
The laughter stopped as suddenly as it began, but Blaine made no reply. Or perhaps he did. From beyond the bars that separated them from the platform, huge engines powered by frictionless slow trans turbines awoke at the command of the dipolar computers the TikTok man had so lusted after. For the first time in a decade, Blaine the Mono was awake and cycling up toward running speed.